Hi, hey, hi, happy Friday. How are you doing? I'm gonna be honest with you. I've already done this once. And then I listened back to that particular recording and I decided it was a bit more sob story than I really wanted to throw out this week for a weekly update. So I've uploaded that over on the Munch tier for anybody interested in listening to me cry about existence and how everyone's so mean to me. But I figured I would do a slightly more uplifting, less downer version for anybody who wants to know how my week has been. Long story short, my week has been a little bit rough, but it's been pretty good. There's been some really positive things that have happened, that I keep let and get my brain today. I keep letting get overshadowed by some other smaller, stupider shit that's going on. Sorry, I just like had to have a hard thought of my wow. I already posted about it on my Twitter, so it's not really a secret. Somebody purchased a Lovin's fuck machine for me, sex machine, off of my Lovin's wish list for me. So I have a second fuck machine now, sex machine. So I am extremely excited to cross compare both of the machines. They're both in my possession. I think there's a photo on Twitter. Is there a photo on Twitter? I'll put a photo in here. Yeah, I'm just really excited to kind of cross compare the machines and everything. That's one of the really positive things that's happened this week that I keep forgetting about because it's just been overshadowed by other stuff. I've been feeling kind of ill this week, so yeah, that's a really fantastic thing that kind of kicked my week off. It showed up incredibly quickly. It's already in my possession. I am not going to be able to talk about it publicly until I've had an opportunity to do a couple private tests and stuff. So it'll be a couple weeks before we really get into the differences between the two machines and talking about the Lovin's machine and giving it a test run. And the really fun thing about these really big machines is I feel like there's so much I could talk about, like. We can be real specific, you know? I'm just like excited about that, so I thought I would share a little bit. Even just unboxing the machine, I've already have like some mental notes of differences and similarities between the two different sex machines. The Highsmith premium sex machine is the one that I own. And then now I also have the Lovin's fuck machine, sex machine. I always call them fuck machines, but they call them sex machines, which is a little bit less crude, I guess. Anyway, blah blah blah. I have both of them. I'm excited to compare them because I feel like those are kind of the two more mainstreamy type fuck machine dealios. The really exciting news is if I really try hard, I can set it up and get fucked from both ends by robots. So that's extremely exciting and titillating, don't you agree? Maybe we can try to figure out how to do that for Easter or something. What else has happened this week? I'm just trying to not like cover ground that I already covered in the other update, just for like the sake of not boring people. That's it. That's it mostly, honestly, though. That's been the exciting good news. Yeah, it's been one of those kind of weeks again. So, oh, I will cross over this particular path though quickly. I do re remember we have a Sex Toys Are Not Regulated recording next week. So I'm going to have some topic selection items posted later today so you can let me know what you'd like me to talk about for that particular episode. Also, the poll for the shop spotlight audio that I'd like to do has closed. All of you selected Pleasure Forge, which I'm really excited for. I have a bunch of their models, so I'm excited to talk about their shit, and talk about their shop. I just have to figure out how to format it, so that's still running around my dumb little brain. But yeah, other than that, it's been a very kind of downer week, to be completely honest. But I'm trying to feel better about things because it's just feelings, and we can change how we feel if we want to. We don't have to if we don't want to either. I want to be really clear, but I'm trying to make strides to feel a little bit better. And yeah, the other update I recorded earlier today was real downery and sob story, and I just figured I would spare you, unless you're into that. Anyway, I'm hoping to have a review out later today, perhaps, or perhaps tomorrow. I'm just trying to decide which day is the better day to drop it because algorithm reasons, honestly. You're looking really fantastic. I hope you're having a great week. I hope the weekend that sits before you is exciting or chill or whatever you want it to be. And I hope you're staying hydrated. I know it's spring here in my particular part of the world, so I've kind of got this like weird antsy feeling today. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.